So what we'd like to first kick off the presentation with is, why is this an important topic, and why are we spending this time together? And so we'll give you the executive summary version first. Cybersecurity breaches are occurring and will continue to occur with increasing frequency. Every company is a potential victim. Your company, your law firm, your law firm's clients, everyone is a potential victim. Whether you know it or not, you've probably already been breached. Target, Home Depot, Wyndham, fill in the name of your own company, your law firm, or your client's names. Everyone will eventually, unfortunately, inevitably be breached. Cybersecurity breaches can implicate a broad range of legal and regulatory requirements and risks, from regulatory investigations by the FCC and other governmental organizations, entities, agencies, lawsuits, reputational damage, stock price hits, which in particular catch your executive's attention. Cybersecurity breaches are expensive. On average, statistics show that the average cost of dealing with a cyber breach is over $5 million. So what can you do? You could either sit and wait for the breach to happen and scramble around and try to deal with it, or you can try to do things proactively. You can take proactive steps to mitigate the risks and costs of cybersecurity breaches by being prepared, including by developing an incident response plan, testing and practicing those incident response plans. And that will distinguish, we believe, our panel today compared to various other data breach CLEs you may have observed. I've probably watched over a dozen of them, and no other panel that I've ever seen over the last several years has gone to the level of detail that our panel will on this testing and practicing aspect.